I have written on the Vedic past of Arabia, though doctored history would have us believe that there was no civilization or culture before the Prophet and Islam. Arabia is from the word Arabia was derived from the Sanskrit word Aravastham, meaning the place of horses. Arabia was a part of Lemuria. Lord Rama's kingdom included Arabia. Chandragupta Vikramaditya established his kingdom there. He subdued the local tribes, established Shiva temple, which is now Kaaba. His inscriptions are found there. Kaaba is a Shiva temple. 786 is flipped on. Muhammad's maternal uncle composed a hymn in praise of Lord Shiva. The Arabian kings followed Tamil practices. The Arabians followed Vedic system of marriages with Saptapathi mantra. Now more evidence that Prophet's grandfather dug the Zamzam spring, which is a word from Ganges, Ganga. Associated with Lord Shiva, Prophet's father and his ancestors were the custodians of the Shiva temple, the affinity of Arabic with Sanskrit, and the worship of Moon and the Rama and Soma tribes were in Arabia. The black stone is badly mutilated, its carved base has disappeared, and the stone itself is broken at 7 places. Its parts are now held together by a silver band studded with silver nails. It lies half buried in the southeast portion of the Kaaba wall. The term Kaaba itself appears to be a corruption of the Sanskrit word Gaba, Gaba plus Griha, which means sanctum sanctorum. In addition, in inscriptions from Haja and its neighborhood was found a votive vessel dedicated by members of two tribes called Rama and Soma. Rama and Soma are Vedic deities. Rama is of the solar dynasty and Soma of the lunar one. The moon god was called by various names in pre-Islamic times. One of them was Allah. Allah had 3 children, Al-Lat, Al-Yusta and Manat. Al-Lat and Al-Yusta were both feminine deities. Allah is also another name for the Hindu goddess Durga. It is likely that the goddess Al-Lat was Allah, Durga, and Al-Yusta was Aur, energy or life force, also known as Shakti. Manat may have been none other than Somnath, which is another name for Lord Shiva. One significant point to note is that Soma, in Sanskrit, means moon and Nath means Lord. Thus the Kaaba itself seems to have been dedicated to the moon god Somnath, alias Shiva, and the word Somnath was corrupted to Manat. The famous black stone could have been none other than the Shivalinga of Mekeshwar, alias Mecca. Lord Shiva is always shown with a crescent moon on his head, and every Shiva temple is supposed to have a sacred water spring, representing the Ganges. The crescent moon pinnacle of the Kaaba and the Zamzam spring, actually Zamsa, from Ganga, seem testimonies to the Vedic connections of Kaaba. Sahih Bukhari Volume 2, Book 26, No. 689, narrated by Abu Huraira, in the year prior to the last Hajj of the Prophet. When Allah's apostle made Abu Bakr the leader of the pilgrims, the latter, Abu Bakr, sent me in the company of a group of people to make a public announcement - no pagan is allowed to perform Hajj after this year, and no naked person is allowed to perform Tawaf of the Kaaba. Can you imagine naked pagans and Muslims performing Tawaf? Among Hindus though, Naga ascetics do not cover their bodies with anything except ash. Tradition proclaims that Muhammad's grandfather dug the well of Zamzam and dedicated it to Asaf and Nila. He almost sacrificed his son, Muhammad's father, to the 2 stone idols, a very distinct pagan practice. The well of Zamzam, or the Zamzam well, or just Zamzam, Arabic, comma, is a well located within the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, 20 meters, 66 feet, east of the Kaaba, the holiest place in Islam. According to Islamic belief, it is a miraculously generated source of water from God, which began thousands of years ago when Ibrahim, infant son Ishmael, was thirsty and kept crying for water. Millions of pilgrims visit the well each year while performing the Hajj or Umrah pilgrimages, in order to drink its water. In all probability, Shaivism is a corruption of the word Shaivism, which is part of the Vedic religion. On page 439 of this book, Sir Drummond mentions some of gods of pre-Islamic Arabs, all of which were among the 360 idols that were consecrated in the Kaaba shrine before it was raided and destroyed by Muhammad and his followers. More at RamanasBlog.in.